what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, here we go. We've been counting down the best pranks as voted for by you, as downloaded by you of the year, this year, 2021. So yesterday was number 3. Today we find ourselves at number 2. Dum dum dum. Now, I think the reason why this prank did so well was because it was not what you expect from a normal prank. It started out as with a singular sort of point of attack, and then I just needed to call this guy out on something. So his buddy sends me a message and says, "Listen, my mate, he really needs a good talking to, because he talks way too much. And he's one of those guys that he uses a lot of big words. But also you can see he's not comfortable using the big words, because his speech becomes very sort of disjointed when he is trying to find the next big word to trump you with." So look, the lesson here is you don't always need big words and long sentences. So the reason for this call is superfluous to this verbose passive-aggressive altercation, which is littered of extreme proportions with hyperbole and tomfoolery.
Got you.
Feel me?
The message came through loud and clear.
Got it. Here it is.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Mr. Linda.
This is no longer Mr. Linda's number.
Did you kidnap Mr. Linda? Have you locked him up in your house?
Me locked him up in my... What? No, honestly, sir. How can I be of assistance to any inquiry to how we can manage to find Mr. Linda?
I'm going to find Mr. Linda in your basement, tied up.
I do not even have a basement, sir.
With his hands behind his back, being fed through a siphon tube.
Yes, well, it's most probably, but it's still, it's a theory and a probability, so it's not a definitive answer from my side that I've actually kidnapped Mr. Linda.
If you do, now guys, let's just pause for a second.
Please tell me this is a joke and this guy is clearly in on the prank. He knows he's being pranked.
I swear to you, Sherlyn Barnes.
It's too much for my soul.
This is how this guy speaks.
It's too much.
Come on. Yeah.
This is why his friends are so frustrated with him. Let's continue.
Ever see him, just tell him Jared's looking for him. He knows me.
Okay.
Stop speaking like a pseudo-intellectual.
No, I'm just speaking as a normal human being should.
No, who speaks like that?
I do, and I was taught that way.
By who? Shakespeare?
By my grandfather.
Don't talk like that. It doesn't make you fancy.
It does. It's not supposed to make me sound fancy. It's just supposed to... show that I've had a decent education, and as you sound as well, you also sound like you've had a decent education, sir.
I have, but I don't need to use it and use big words to try act all cerebral.
I do not. I just use those words because it's my daily normal form of speak, because I'm actually Afrikaans.
Right, so listen, you don't have to prove your English by speaking like super English.
Sure.
I'm honestly not trying to prove anything, sir.
You don't have to call me sir. I'm not knighted by the Queen either.
No, I'm... No, actually not. I'm just phrasing the words correctly that you do not incriminate yourself if anyone might be listening into the conversation. We do not know the world that we live in today, and you would not want to incriminate yourself in saying that you maybe kidnapped Mr. Linda and would like
now,
to pin this
now, on hold on. Else. Hold on. You see, now, why would you use a word like incriminate? Just say grassing yourself up.
Grassing myself up, ratting out anyone of interest.
Nobody talks like you do.
Okay. I'm sorry that I speak differently to other people.
Yeah, but you don't have to, man. Just relax your guard.
I feel that if I can talk like that, I would rather speak like that, and people will associate the vocabulary with the higher intelligence and they would actually respect me more for the way that I speak instead of actually just bastardizing the English language.
No, dude, you sound like a pretentious douchebag who swallowed a dictionary.
Yeah. I use the English words as far as my knowledge base actually is expanded thus far in my life. So
you said thus, man.
I don't speak it properly.
Come on, bro. Nobody says thus. What the hell's wrong with you, man?
I am not grown up enough to use all the proper English language.
Just say
that has been set out by the.
Just say so far. So far.
So far.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, technically, just saying.
Hashtag just saying. Come on, get with it.
Oh my goodness, do you even say the word hashtag? I despise the word hashtag. It's
hashtag.
The entire Twitter era that's just so disturbing sometimes that I just wish people would actually use it for the proper use it was created for in the first place.
It's like hashtag old English must fall. Are you single?
No, I'm not, sir.
Wow, I'm surprised you picked up a chick with that language.
Okay, wait, okay. You know what? I still find it offensive using that specific word, as it does not make you a man. If you use that word, you can't actually have any respect for the female gender.
Look, I think it's my mission. We were meant to meet, and I was meant to help you change your ways.
I'm listening.
Because you've been led down the wrong path.
Led down the wrong path? Regarding?
The way that you've been taught to speak. You speak English better than English people.
Well, I'll take it as a compliment, but I'm not sure where you're going with it.
It's just I want you to like dumb it down a little bit, because you've taken this learning English thing a little bit too far.
Mm. Okay.
I'm going to teach you some new words.
Yes, I'm ready, sir.
You're going to be a much...
Should I stop with the sir already and just say, okay, cool, bro.
Cool, bro. That's it. That's it. That's a start. Just say, for shizzle, my nizzle.
For shizzle, my nizzle.
Just say, like, hey, this shirt is on fleek.
This shirt is on fleek. No. What the hell does that mean, being on fleek, to be quite honest? What does it mean?
It means it's like in fashion. It's cool. You got it right. Stop throwing shade.
Hey, man, stop throwing shade.
Awesome.
Okay, well, for what reason would I actually use that? That's someone that's actually stealing shade somewhere or what?
You're insulting somebody.
Okay, cool.
So, you're such a douchebag. What do you say back?
Hey, stop throwing shade.
Wow, my man.
Thank you.
Look at you now. On Friday, I'm going to be chilling with my squad.
Friday, I'll be chilling with my squad.
What does that mean? Any idea?
I'll be hanging out with the boys.
Correct. Or as you would have probably said, I am going out for a tipple with the males. Hey, you always have my back, fam.
You always have my back, Sam, fam.
No, not Sam, fam.
Like in family, fam.
Yeah.
Okay, you always have my back, fam.
Correct. What do you think that means?
You always have my back, mate.
You got my six.
Yeah, back me up.
Well, you're trying. Bro, you are so cool now. When I started speaking to you, you were like from another planet, and now you're a normal human being.
No, cool, bro. I get where you're coming from. I do use it a bit of to a higher vocabulary.
You're losing it.
Hey. Okay, cool, bro.
You've come a long way. This call was meant to happen.
I appreciate it, and yeah, no, it was a very
cool. Okay, yeah, okay, you're halfway there. Don't say I appreciate it. Say, I f***ing smoked that, bro.
I f***ing smoked that, bro.
My guy, you're living. I'm going to take my rib to the crib.
Yes, Eve was created from the rib. Your girl, basically. Eve.
Yeah,
she's
man.
She's my Eve. She's the Adam that I am.
I get it. You're confusing yourself. I got it. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're taking your rib to the crib to Netflix and chill.
Okay, that reference I do actually get.
You do? What does it mean?
I'm going to take my girl home and I'm going to have a sweet time with her while watching nothing.
You're going to take her to Pound Town.
I'm going to take her to Pound Town.
Oh.
100%. What does that mean?
I'm going to have sex with my girl.
There we are! You've been fantastic. Well, what is your name again? Philip Honey. Do you promise not to speak like you do anymore?
I promise not to speak sus anymore.
You're trying.
I'm trying, bro.
There we go. Like you were living in 1916.
Yes, I probably was. Netflix and chill and taking your rib to the crib. And then follow it up with Town.
My man, you are so cool. You're like the coolest cat I've ever spoken to. You know that.
Thanks, bro.
You are now...
You're awesome, dude. Cool, bro.
Do you know who you're talking to? Did I tell you my name?
You said I should call you Jazz. Huh?
Yeah, but
your name is Jared.
Yeah, but you can also call me Wackhead Simpson.
Wackhead Simpson. I'm actually at a loss for words now. This is absolutely ridiculous. That was actually bloody awesome.
No, you don't say bloody awesome.
Okay, what should I say?
Just say effing amazing.
It was effing amazing.
No, but say the real word.
It was f***ing amazing.
Ah, there you go, brother.